with their first pick of round two, their first pick of day two of the NHL draft. The Flames go to Djurgården in Sweden and select center iceman Theo Staxelius, 54th overall. And Theo joins us on the program right now. Theo, it's Pat here in Calgary. Congratulations. How are you feeling after being drafted by Calgary today?
Hi. It's a dream come true. I'm so glad that Calgary Flames picked me in the second round. So I'm so excited to get to Calgary this week and meet all the staff and the players in Calgary. So I'm really excited.
You're back home right now in Sweden. So tell us about today with your family, how you found out. Like, I guess just take us through how today has been for you.
Yeah, it has been a long day here in Sweden. I've been wait all day, but it was Anton Frondell that is in the LA that is writing to me that I'm being picked before I see it on the TV. So I found out that I has been picked by Anton Frondell that is writing on me on Snapchat. So it was really fun that he writes to me before I know.
That is very cool. So the third overall selection to Chicago, who you've come up with in that Djurgården program, he's the one who let you know. So tell us about your reaction when Anton Frondell tells you that you've been drafted by the Calgary Flames. What's going through your mind at that time?
Yeah, I was a little bit shocked at first, but then I was just so glad and happy, and my family was there, and we were so glad here, and we, you know, jump up from the sofa and just screaming, and we were so glad.
What now you are, as you said, you've got to hop on a plane and come 8 hours out this way and make a really quick transition. It must feel like there's a million things going on at the same time right now for you. How crazy does everything feel right now?
Yeah, it is really crazy. My phone is really hot right now, and I'm going on a flight in tomorrow in 6 at the morning, I think. So it's not so many hours before I get on the plane. So it's a busy day, but it's a really nice and it's a dream come true. So it's a really good day here in Sweden.
That is awesome. So bright and early tomorrow morning, you'll head out to Calgary for development camp. The team that you play for, Theo, you talk about Anton Frondell. You had two other teammates that have been drafted. It must be very cool for you to be part of this Djurgården team and to see how much success your group and your organization, that program, has had this year in the draft. How honored are you to be a part of that group?
Yeah, that you say that we are a really good team here in Djurgården, and I would say we are a stacked team with a lot of talent. So it has been a really fun year, you know, to compete against some of the best players in the world. And it's been a really fun year. We won, you know, the double championships in Sweden, G20 and G18. So we had a really good team this year. And obviously some players get drafted when a team is so good. And yeah.
So it's Erik Nielsen, Victor Eklund, and the guy who told you that you'd been drafted, Anton Frondell. How long have the four of you been coming up together? How long have the four of you been playing together?
I'm coming to Europe for like 2 years ago. I know that Anton and Victor has played in Europe since they were little kids, but me and Erik Nielsen come for this year, and I come for like 2 years ago, so we are not played so long together, but we have known each other very long since we were kids, so
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're chatting with Theo Staxelius, who gets drafted 54th overall by the Calgary Flames in day two of the NHL draft. Theo, tell us about your season. You had 22 goals, 51 points this year in 40 games. How happy were you with the season that you just had individually?
Yeah, I think it was a really good season for me. That you say, I did a lot of goals and assists. So it was a really good season for me, but also for the team. We end up winning the championship. And for me, in the playoffs, I think I stepped up really much and was a good player there in the playoffs. And yeah, we won the championship. So I'm really happy for the team and for my performance this year.
You mentioned it stepped up even more in the playoffs, 8 goals, 16 points in 9 games for your team. What does it take to take your game to another level once you get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I just like to play the tight games. I like to be a hero and score goals when we need it. So I just love to play, tight games and when, something big is on the table. So, yeah, I really enjoy to play big games.
That's awesome. So you like being relied upon when it matters the most, hey? That's something that you thrive on?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us about you as a player, Theo. How would you describe yourself as a player? What should Calgary Flames fans know about Theo the center iceman?
Yeah, I will say that I'm a big player on the ice who likes to have the puck and doing good things with it. Probably what stands out to me is my hockey sense and playmaking. I can play both center and forward. I play both this year, so we'll see where I end up. But I would say that.
Do you see yourself, like when you look at your own game, do you see yourself more as a center going forward, or does it really matter to you?
No, for me, it doesn't matter. It's up to the coach and the team where they want me to play. For me, it doesn't matter. So I can play both center and forward. It doesn't matter.
What, Theo, what do you know about the Calgary Flames? What do you know about Calgary? What do you know about the team that just drafted you?
Obviously, I know Mikko Backlund from Sweden. He texted me like 1 hour ago, I think, now. So I really know him as a, captain of the team, and I know he has much respect there in Calgary. So, I'm looking up to him as a player and a guy. And then I really know that Calgary is a, hockey city with a lot of fans. And a lot of fans who, like the hockey really much. And I want to play in front of the Calgary Flames fans one day. So, yeah, that.
How special is it knowing how important Mikko Backlund has been to hockey in Sweden over the last 10 years or so, and world championships and all of the international competitions he's played in? How special is it to hear from him right after getting drafted?
Yeah, it's a really big moment for me, to get a text from him. So it's a really big thing for me, and one day I really want to be like him, get that respect that he has in the Calgary and the NHL. So I'm really looking up to him as a player and person.
Theo, how much sleep do you think you're going to get tonight?
Not much. I think I'm going up like 3 in the morning and, drive to the airport, so probably like 2-3 hours sleep.
Well, congratulations. I know tomorrow is going to be a busy day. You've got a big travel day, but we'll see you out here in Calgary in a few days. Travel safe tomorrow, and most importantly, congratulations on being drafted. Welcome to the Calgary Flames. Thanks for doing this today. That was awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.